Doctors and hospitals in Nevada are reeling from extraordinary increases in the cost of malpractice insurance. Some physicians have stopped practicing. Others are talking about leaving the state. And hospitals are worried they may no longer be able to provide critical services such as trauma care. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
29-year-old female. She was a victim of a motor vehicle accident.
The Trauma Center at University Medical Center in Las Vegas, a state-of-the-art facility. It's considered one of the nation's finest, able to respond to any number of emergencies at once.
I understand this patient was the driver.
Take this Saturday, says Dr. Dale Carrison, who directs emergency medicine.
We had multiple critical patients at once. They came from all over the state. We had one accident where they flew in four people in three helicopters. We had another guy that shot himself in the head. We had somebody that got stabbed and went to the operating room. It was like a war zone.
But today, University Medical Trauma Center is on fragile footing. The reason? Some doctors have stopped practicing emergency medicine because they can no longer afford malpractice insurance. In certain cases, premiums have increased sixfold in just 1 year. One trauma surgeon's policy rose to $200,000, about the same amount as his income. Nevada state law requires a certain number of emergency physicians and specialists be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If the trauma center can't comply, it could be shut down. If that happens, Carrison says critically injured patients would have to be sent to trauma centers in nearby states.
Some patients are going to die that wouldn't die. And that extra time, that's what saves lives. Time saves lives. The quicker you're at the trauma center, the better chance you have of survival.
Insurers say they have no choice but to raise the price of their premiums. For many companies, the number of million-dollar jury awards doubled between 1999 and 2000. And overall, the average malpractice award has increased by over 60% in the past 10 years. Carrison says the doctors hardest hit by big increases are the specialists who are most likely to be sued, specialists like neurosurgeons who respond to emergencies.
Well, you know, when somebody gets hit in the head and has a brain injury, how are they going to cure that? They're not going to cure somebody's brain that's been destroyed by trauma. They're going to get rid of a subdural or an epidural, but that doesn't mean the patient is not going to be harmed forever. They were harmed when they came in. But those are the kind of cases that go to court. So the neurosurgeons, what's your solution? You don't take trauma. It's real simple.
Nevada's not the only state where doctors are facing stiff increases in the cost of insurance. Pennsylvania, Florida, New York, and Michigan are reporting similar increases. And in those states, like Nevada, it's not only surgeons. Other specialists who are more often sued, like OBGYNs, are also seeing their premiums rise dramatically. As a result, many have stopped performing the activities most likely to incur lawsuits, delivering babies. Others have retired early or decided to move elsewhere where costs are lower. Alice Malasky-Armon is Nevada's Commissioner of Insurance.
I can tell you that Governor Glynn and I received probably over 4,000 individual letters from OBGYN patients who were extremely concerned that their doctors were going to shut their doors.
State officials are also concerned. In response, Nevada set up an emergency fund to start a new insurance company, the Essential Insurance Association, to offer doctors in the state more affordable coverage.
I'm hoping with the Essential Insurance Association, we can prevent many of those who have indicated the intent to leave. I'm hoping that we will, in effect, be able to change their minds and encourage them to stay in the state.
One of the state's most appealing to disheartened Nevada doctors is neighboring California. Dr. Jack Lewin is director of the California Medical Association. He says what's going on in many parts of the country now is what happened in California in 1975.
Physicians were so outraged by malpractice rates that had, you know, gone up 10 times what they'd been just a couple years before that, you know, they just went on a rampage and went up and occupied the office of the governor when Jerry Brown Jr. Was governor and said, you know, they were going to stop doing elective procedures until something happened. And actually, a special session of the legislature was called on this subject.
And out of that special session came what Lewin calls a remarkable law that reformed malpractice law. Juries could no longer award patients any more than $250,000 for pain and suffering, and limits were set on the percentage lawyers could take from patient settlements. That was over 25 years ago. Lewin says it's this law and this law alone that has enabled California to do far better than other states in controlling rising malpractice costs.
The number of suits has continued to rise, you know, over time, and the actual amounts of the damages paid has increased faster than inflation in California. So patients are treated fairly when something goes wrong. But the number of frivolous or non-meritorious lawsuits is so much lower in California.
And so, too, is the cost of malpractice insurance. Lewin predicts the nationwide problem will only get worse unless other states follow the lead of California. In Nevada, doctors and state officials say reform is critical. And in Congress, a bill is expected to be introduced shortly that will propose dramatic legal reforms based on California's model. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.